On this section of the byway, you are skirting Cheyenne Bottoms and will soon approach one of the newest and best additions to the region.
The Kansas Wetlands Education Center basically is a partnership that involves a variety of people. The main two partners involved probably are the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks and Fort Hays State University.
In a few miles, you'll see the Education Center. Pull in and get ready for an exciting introduction to the wetlands of Cheyenne Bottoms. Bob Matthews is the Chief of Information and Education for the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks.
We're a more urban society than we've ever been, and therefore, you know, we're not as close to the land as we used to be a generation or two ago. So the Education Center provides basically an introduction to the wetlands of Kansas.
At the center, you'll find information and exhibits that range from the ancient geological formation of the bottoms to the story of the Central Flyway. You can sign up for guided tours, hit the snack bar, or just simply sit outside and enjoy nature. You don't have to be an avid birdwatcher or hunter to appreciate that there's a greater connection between man and nature than sometimes our busy lives allow.
I think they're related. They're probably separate entities, you know, but I think it's all part of the same package. The more capable you become at identifying and differentiating the species of birds, and the more aware you become of what their needs are, what their lifestyle is like, it's kind of like meeting a new person. Until you get to know somebody, they're just a stranger. But once you get to know them, you find out all these things about them that are intriguing and fascinating and things that you never would have known otherwise without some personal interaction with that person. You know, it's sort of like that when you go out on the marsh, you know, or out in the woods or out on the prairie or wherever, and you encounter an individual bird or an individual critter, and maybe you've seen a picture of it before, but I've never seen it in person that you can recall. But seeing it in person, all of a sudden you have a little more common ground there with that critter, a little more interest, a little more appreciation for, and a little more commitment to it as well. I don't know of any other way that people can develop a commitment to conservation in general, to the natural world, than actually experiencing it firsthand.
The commitment to conservation through education is a primary goal of the center. Part of the challenge, though, is to reconcile different people's ideas of how, and sometimes why, we need to conserve. But these differences are not insurmountable.
I think it's just human nature to sometimes focus on the differences between us. And that could be as simple as the difference between two individuals, two different neighborhoods within the same town, two neighboring towns, two neighboring states, and take it on and on to, you know, its ultimate end. So I think it's a kind of human nature to maybe pay too much attention to our differences. But I think what people need to realize is that whatever it takes to get people outside enjoying the environment is probably the main thing that we need to focus on. And not to begrudge anybody their particular form of outdoor recreation, but to, you know, you don't have to participate in it yourself, but to understand and even embrace the idea of, say, your approach to outdoor recreation as opposed to mine is less important than the fact that both of us are out there enjoying the natural world.
Enjoying the natural world. Because ultimately, we conserve these areas not only for ourselves, but for future generations as well.
I want them to be able to have a similar type of experience, at least the possibility of similar experiences. You know, I'd like to think that 30 or 40 years from now, you know, our children and grandchildren will be able to look back and say, hey, you know, we made some good choices back in those days. We decided that we were going to do everything that we could to ensure that the natural world exists in perpetuity for all our descendants to enjoy.
Preserving Central Kansas's natural features for the future is an important goal and responsibility, one that, as you can see, we're proud to take on. But right now, just enjoy your drive. Take in the view. And when you reach the Education Center, pull in and learn more about this unique treasure.